It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Joseph Young, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. I said, name a creature that has a world capital in its name, replace the capital with another creature, and you'll get another world capital. What is it? Well, the creature is a mosquito, which contains keto. Change that to cow, and you get Moscow.
Okay. Well, I mean, y'all were on this, even though that sounded a little confusing to me, because we've received nearly 900 correct responses, and the winner this week is Jerry Meldon of Deerfield Beach, Florida. Congratulations and welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hi, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle, Jerry?
A few years.
A few years?
Yes.
So you haven't been playing like since the postcard days and all this stuff. You new to the game.
I'm new to the game, yeah.
But you're still true to the game. That's what I appreciate. So what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I do puzzle books, and I cook, and I exercise, and I hike.
Oh, okay. So that's great. So you're active, and then you also do the puzzle, so you're exercising your mind
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't even got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle? Because you've been preparing. Even if you didn't know it, you was preparing.
Yes.
All right. Well, take it away, Will.
All right, Jerry and Aisha. Every answer today is a baseball term, and name these terms from their anagrams. For example, if I said idler, I-D-L-E-R plus S, you would say slider. So here we go. Number one is undo, U-N-D-O plus M. What baseball term is undo plus M? And your hint is it starts with the letter M.
Oh.
Something you would see in baseball.
It's something you stand on? Is it something you stand on?
That's where
on?
The pitcher stands.
Mound, M-O-U-N-D.
The pitcher stands on the mound is right. Treat, T-R-E-A-T, like it's yep. a something food is really good as a treat, plus the letter B is in baseball.
Mm.
And think of a person who is trying to hit.
Batter.
Batter is it.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Getting my brain in here.
Here's your next one. Lobed, L-O-B-E-D, like containing lobes, plus the letter U.
What's the letter U?
And this is something a batter might try to get. Starts with the letter D.
Okay. Do you know a lot about baseball, Jerry?
No. I should. I'm from Cleveland, you know.
Oh. Yeah, let me see. So a D and a...
It's better than a single.
A double.
A double, is it?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Shoot.
Okay.
Okay, I got to warn you, they're getting harder now.
Oh, no.
Your next one is cipher. C-I-P-H-E-R. Cipher, like a secret message. Plus T, as in Thomas. And here's your hint. It's a position.
A position in baseball.
Well, of course, everyone in baseball is important, but who might be the most important player?
Pitcher
yes. is it. Okay, and here's your last one. Flouted, F-L-O-U-T-E-D, like somebody flouted the rules.
Yes.
Plus I. And here's your hint. It's a position.
Outfield.
Oh,
a strong finish.
You did a great job. How do you feel?
Oh, just great. That was fun, Aisha. That was fun.
Oh, well, I'm glad you had a great time. You did an awesome job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Jerry, what member station do you listen to?
WLRN.
Oh, awesome. That's Jerry Meldon of Deerfield Beach, Florida. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much, Aisha and Will. I sure appreciate it.
Oh.
And thank you for all you both do.
Oh, thank you. All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. Name a place where many people go for vacation. It's a two-word answer, three letters in the first word, 10 in the second. Change one of the vowel sounds from a long A to a long E, and the result, phonetically, will be one reason to visit this place. What place is it? So again, a place where many people vacation, 3, 10. Change one of the vowel sounds from a long A to a long E, and the result, phonetically, will be one reason to visit this place. What place is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.